Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
You know, I didn't ask for a new Mike White open today. I didn't call and say, hey, how about a new Mike White open? Did not ask for one.
It's the holiday season. Evidently, Vito and Ricky in a giving mood.
Notice how long that open was?
That's very
long. Most of the opens that we asked for, hey, could you do an open for this? Vito, our sound guy, says, yeah, sure. That open's like 8 minutes long. Ah, let's get this in.
Throw it into commercial then.
We get Los Del Rio in. We get all kinds of one-hit wonders. We got Nana coming up soon, I'm sure.
No, that was pretty good. I figured we'd have a couple of the field goals. Maybe the Berrios incomplete pass in the end zone.
Two things to say about that. Number one, Mike White played fine yesterday. Over 300 yards, mm-hmm. was able to get it done in the second half.
Yep. Right?
Didn't win the game. Okay, he was terrific. More importantly, the Mets got Justin Verlander today. That takes Mike White. Oh, Verlander.
Did you notice how everybody went out of their way to credit any other source but his brother?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, dude, nobody likes his brother.
Nobody likes his brother.
Verlander. Like, Verlander.
This guy's
Verlander.
Got Heyman. This guy's got Passan. This guy. Whoa.
Verlander. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, not to say I told you so. But what did I say when Jacob DeGrom went to the Rangers? It's good that Steve Cohen is as much an owner as he is a fan, because he's not going to allow this to control the news cycle for very long. And by Monday, the Mets will have one, if not two, more superstar pitchers. I put it out there on Twitter. I said it. We said it on the show a couple of times. He is not going to wait. He's not going to let this become a story. Oh, there. Let Jacob DeGrom go. He was surly. He wasn't a leader. He didn't want to be there. Let him go. But he is not going to allow that to be the story. And he's going to go make a bigger story by Monday. Justin Verlander, Mets. I could be an MLB insider. I don't even need to cite sources. I could just cite my own intelligence that I know what's going on. I could see people and I could read situations and know things. And I just, who do you talk to? I don't talk to anybody. I just know things. What do you mean? No. I just know because I know.
Yeah, I mean, in this particular case, we go back to when Cohen took over the team. He was very upfront about the fact that he was not going to be shy about spending money. And how many times did he say, hey, I'll be in the seats. If you got any ideas, let me know. And a lot of it was spend your money to build up your squad. And he was always, all right, we'll see how we can proceed. We'll see how we go. And, you know, one thing with DeGrom, you immediately went to, he's surly. When the hell has this show ever turned away from a guy who was surly?
He was surly.
We lean into surly. Well, that's my favorite mascot, but when you're surly.
But when you're surly and you don't want to be somewhere, okay, that and you want to go. If you're going to be surly and hang out, all right, hang out and be surly. Yeah, we'll all be surly together. But you want to be surly because, oh, I don't want to be. Okay, then go.
No, but I think if they would have matched that offer, I think he probably could have stayed surly in New York.
As great as he is.
That's a good title for a movie or a book.
Surly in New York?
Yeah.
That's like that sounds like a rejected Jennifer Lopez movie. Surly in New York. Nah, I don't know. I don't want that. Well, nah, it doesn't sound good. Okay, how about Escape from New York? Nah, but we already had that. Okay, how about
Surly in New York, starring Louis Black. What the?
Surly in New York. But as time goes on, as great as he is, like I said, the last 7-8 years, he's been the best pitcher in baseball. I found it very easy to say goodbye. I found it very easy to say goodbye.
We broke it all down the end of last week. 38 starts in 3 years.
And now we're going to 38 starts from Justin Verlander this year, at least until, knock wood, he closes a door on his hand in the beginning of June and he's out, which you know is going to have stuff.
Maybe, why did I say that? Hey, you know what? They haven't hired that new rat supervisor. Remember, $170,000 a year?
Yeah,
the czar of rat.
Sure.
And just general infestation control there in New York City. He's going to get stung by a rat.
Oh, he bit by a rat. He's out for a while. And here's the thing.
Got this rat.
Scherzer got bit by a rat, too. Same rat bit, and we can't find the rat. Bit Lindor, bit Jeff McNeil when they were fighting. Something is going to happen, right? It's good. No matter what it is, something is going to happen.
You just say something's bad luck gonna is going to find you?
But today, Verlander. So excited.
Opt in.
Because...
I went to the better part of that combo.
I could be an MLB insider because I told you what was going to happen 3 days before it happened.
No, it was pretty well done.
If Ken Rosenthal does it, people go, oh, people are waiting all week and going, oh, man, the Mets. But now you got to listen to me. Like,
yeah, but he's
got to
source that stuff.
But doesn't matter. I don't have, I could just actually, say I know.
Actually,
I
know. In this business, no, you don't.
I just say I know.
Things changed.
Hey, you want an example of how something crazy like that could actually happen?
Okay.
I could just say I know. Okay. So my uncle, the Jason Smith show with Mike Harmon, we'll get to the Monday Night Football in a second. So my uncle was a fireman, and was a fireman for a long time, 25 years, retired as a fire chief.
Was his name Ed?
His name was not Fireman Ed. I would go to his house all the time.
That would be a really crazy connection to make after
it
all these years.
It would be pretty cool.
Oh, by the way, I never told you guys.
Yeah, every time you go over his house, he has to get on your shoulders. So you're very tired when you get over there and go, okay, get on and do it.
And he wears that helmet all the time because it strengthens his neck.
So this is like in the 80s, all right? Just going back to, but to show you something like this could happen. You can be an authority on something without having sources. And something happened in the firehouse he was at, and he had to go to, fire court. It wasn't like a real court. It was like, that's fire. I don't know what fire court is. I don't know. So he goes, and it's a legal proceeding. It's a legal proceeding. And he says to me, you're not going to believe the craziest thing that happened there. I said, what? He goes, we had a human lie detector in there. And I said, what? He goes, we had a human lie detector. He's a guy that apparently is this expert on body language and can tell when someone's lying.
I think I saw that guy on Maury.
So when someone would ask a question, going, did you see the events on the night of the 26th? And the person says, no, I did not. They would look at the human lie detector who would look at the person and he would look back to the judge and he would either shake his head yes or nod his head no, like they weren't telling the truth.
What, he's
and
like Joaquin Phoenix and Gladiator and he gives the thumb down?
Who is this? He goes, I don't know. He was introduced as the human lie detector. I go, that's like a movie late at night on Cinemax, the human lie detector, but it actually worked. And then he would look at it, and every time somebody said something, everybody in court just looked over the human lie detector to see if he would nod his head or shake his head. No, like, how do you get a gig in a court of law, fire law, whatever it was? I mean, you know, I'm really up on bird law the last guy. How do you get that?
Did you set this place ablaze?
I don't understand. I don't understand.
His legs twitching.
He's a human lie detector. So if there's that, I could be a baseball insider without having any knowledge except for what's in my own head, because I know things.
Well, I mean, we try to connect the dots. And again, going back to spending of monies, and when somebody leaves, like, say, a Trey Turner, usually a team like the Dodgers will backfill. Mm-hmm. Likewise, when the Mets let DeGrom walk away, they weren't going to work just with Scherzer.
That's good. We have Verlander. We're recreating the 2014 Tigers. We're getting there. We have McCann. We had Rick Porcello. We'll get Al Albuquerque at some point. We're recreating the 2014 Tigers.
I saw Porcello announced his retirement. I was shocked that was today.
On the same day?
But legitimately, that it just happened. It's like, I don't think we've mentioned that name in a few years.
You know, Verlander just signed for a lot. You want to wait a day? No, you're good. Okay, you're good. You don't want to do it? Okay.
Just bury it. they don't have to talk about my career.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards terms. They do apply. So we'll have more on Verlander, more on Trey Turner taking his talents to Philadelphia until he's 75 years old. But right now, there is 3.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter on Monday Night Football. Maybe you're watching, maybe you're not. The Saints are on the cusp of a 2-score lead against Tampa. They lead it 10-3 right now. Late in the third, Andy Dalton has a touchdown pass. He has the Saints inside the Bucs' 10-yard line. Tom Brady tonight, 18 out of 27, 137 yards, one interception. The Bucs can't run the football. This is absolutely awful for him. And we said this a couple weeks ago, but it's going to be a bigger conversation tonight, is for all this talk of Brady, who has missed open receivers, he's not looked comfortable in the pocket. The Saints have been able to keep him off balance.
It's been a great job. You got to get rid of the ball. You're getting
but
hit.
Still, you know, Brady, that's happened to Brady before. And he's been, been inaccurate with the passes too. His passing's not been accurate like a Tom Brady. Is that he may want to play. We've talked about him wanting to play till he's 50. He's going to go someplace else next year. Probably not going to be Miami. They're sticking with Tua now. Is it going to be San Francisco? The door's up. He is playing for his NFL life. Because if this is how Brady finishes the season, no one is going to want him, and he's going to have no choice but to retire. Because when he was coming off free agency 2 years ago, when Brady was still great, only a couple of teams wanted him. Tampa's like, we're in. And they look around saying, oh, it's really like just us. Oh, wow. It's just us. Oh, there's the Chargers there a little bit. Okay, maybe a little bit. Worked out for the Chargers. They wound up getting Justin Herbert. But it was Tampa Bay, and it was the Chargers a little bit, and that was it. And this is when Brady is still Tom bleeping Brady. Then he goes, wins the Super Bowl. Then he tails off a little bit last year. This year, he's not having an awful season. He's 6th in passing yards. He only thrown a couple of picks. His touchdowns are not there. He's still going to finish with a decent enough season, but they are not putting points on the board. And who is going to be interested in Tom Brady if this is the Tom Brady you are going to get? Nobody is. Brady has not had a quarterback. He's had one quarterback week with a rating above 100 since the beginning of October. He has just not been the same guy. So he can say he wants to play all he wants, but dude, if this is what you're going to get, nobody's going to want him. And it's going to be, hey, guess what, guys? This is it. I would be surprised if you saw something. If this happens a couple weeks, maybe middle of December, end of December, you get a, hey, guys, this is it for me. I'm going to Fox next year. And I'm going there because he sees that there's not going to be a market for me because I've just, for whatever reason, he's not the same guy. And if less people wanted him before, less people want him now.
Yeah, there's a lot that's gone on with the Tampa squad. You know, Todd Bowles having his frustrations and trying to point and pass blame on to everyone. Byron Leftwich has been less than creative. First down runs have basically been a give-up play at this point. I think they're averaging 2.4 yards a carry or something on all their first down calls, which have been runs consistently. Hey, mix it up. You know, get a little creative. On the times they did try to push the ball down the field, underthrew Scotty Miller just a little bit, couldn't make a play on it, overshot Julio Jones on one, and then you had the great play by Davis that looked like he was going to cover the tight end out and across the middle. Instead, he stopped on a dime and was like, peekaboo, and picked him off. So third interception of the year. But the run game's awful. The play calling and execution off that first drive, which was a fantastic drive. Half of, the first quarter. And then the guy's catching a pass 10 yards from the end zone. Right? You're throwing the ball backwards and saying, okay, Leonard Fournette, once he gets ahead of steam. It's like play calling has been terrible. The offensive line's been awful. And timing has just been atrocious.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike gets swollen down the Jason Smith show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
See, I'm all choked up.
You're all choked
it.
Up about the end of Tom Brady's career staring at us because that's what's happening.
Because I'm sitting there going, all right, if I can go to a team that has an offensive line and some semblance of a run game, am I better with Tom Brady? Or do I go and based on all the other quarterbacks that will be on the move, not to mention the draft class coming in, Richardson announcing today, among others, Will Levis and so many others, that is there any space for him left at the end?
Playing for his football life, Tom Brady. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike gets swollen dome, 13-3. Field goal by Lutz is good. Lutz, shut up, Lutz. Still 2.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Didn't think we'd get there with Tom Brady. This is where we are.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft, and iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms, they do apply. Well, early in the fourth quarter, it is still the Saints with a 13-3 lead over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Saints have the football first and 10 at their own 20. Another night of no offense for Tom Brady and the Bucs. But joining us now from right outside Yankee Stadium, where he is going to sleep every night until Syracuse plays in the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl, it's Odyssey NFL Insider, Washington Post, longtime friend of the show. He's on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. Jason Lockenfora, what's happening, buddy?
What's going on, gentlemen? Another primetime under, especially divisional games. really lean into the under. This is something.
You know, we talked about this in the beginning of the show, and I want to get your take on this, is that we spent so much time this year talking about Tom Brady wants to keep playing. Where will he keep playing next year? Is he going to stay with the Bucs? Will he go someplace else? And after, you know, people are seeing it tonight. You've seen it the last few weeks. He's playing for his NFL life. Because
yeah.
if this is how he finishes like this, which isn't awful, it's not, you know, it's not Namath at the end, it's not Zach Wilson a couple weeks ago. But if this is how he finishes, no one's going to want him in the offseason. He's not going to have he's not going to be able to continue to play.
Yeah, I mean, it like supply demand and where does the rubber meet the road, and can, you know, he's going to want to be super selective, and will the teams he want, you know, want him back? Yeah, I mean, it's not god-awful. He is turning it over more than we're accustomed to for him, but certainly by, you know, average NFL standards, he's by no means turnover-prone. But the deep ball, right, he's not connecting on that as much. This is a good cast around him. Like, we can talk about the left tackle being hurt, and they haven't been able to run the ball like they wanted to all year long. But, I mean, you've got Evans, you've got Godwin. They've been around for a while now. You know, like, they've been both in the lineup and healthy more often than not. And you've got, you know, Miller, who can be get deep from the slot. And, you know, you've got, you know, tight ends there who he's done stuff with before, like Brate. So it should be better than this. You know, I mean, this is a team. I got it right here. This is what they've done, the Bucs. Since the last time they scored over 21 points, which was week 4. 17, 21, 16. I'm sorry, they scored 21 over 21 once since week 4. That was what they scored 22. So 17, 21, 16, 22, 3, 18, 21. That's their point totals. They came into this game having scored 95 points the last 6 games, which averages 16 points a game. I don't know. They should be better than this, I think. Now, look, Byron Leftwich and Tom Brady, I don't think that's a fit. And Leftwich and a coach who's very conservative have something to do with it. But, yeah, like, I don't know, you know, right now where the match is for Tom Brady, and it could be the kind of teams that are interested in him. You know, I don't know, the Carolinas or, you know, the Indianapolises. I don't know if that's going to make sense for Tom Brady. I don't see him in cities like that. I don't see him with teams like that. So I think this could be it, guys. I do. I think he's the kind of guy who would realize when it's diminishing returns, who would realize that, you know, me going out there with a lesser team, you know, on a prove-it type contract, just that's not Tom Brady. But we'll see. He's also obviously a unique, you know, unicorn goat, and he's driven in ways most people aren't. So I could be totally wrong. But it might not match up, and I think this could be the end.
It's funny you went through their scoring issues. I've been calling them a slightly better version of the Broncos without the hatred for the quarterback.
Yeah, well, I mean, this game, if you go back over the last 8 weeks, Denver is right there with Tampa and with New Orleans as the lowest scoring teams in the league. Everything just seems to be a struggle, you know, and it has really all season. You go back to that Kansas City game, and they kind of were able to hold serve there, right, and go back and forth a little bit, but like the early season Green Bay game, they couldn't get anything going there. We know the Green Bay is by no means a quality defense. Like, it's just they needed some calls to go their way, right, to beat Atlanta. They lost to Carolina. Like, I don't know. You know, they beat the Saints week 1, but, I mean, that feels like an eternity ago. That was Jameis Winston at quarterback, and he threw 3 picks, so they're not a very good football team. I mean, that's the bottom line. And I don't think they're going to catch lightning in a bottle. And I guess even if they lose tonight, maybe they still win this division. But they are it looks like a guy who hung on too long, right? I mean, imagine if they didn't make the playoffs. Jeez, a whiz.
Yeah, you have to finish, like, worse than 7-11 because that's what's going to win the NFC South.
Mm-hmm.
pretty amazing.
But if they find a way not to do it, I mean, my goodness.
Oof. All right, so with that going on with Tom Brady, other quarterback news today. Baker Mayfield gets let go by the Panthers. The 49ers going forward, looks like with Brock Purdy, no Jimmy Garoppolo the rest of the season. Is there a fit here? Is there a match? Do the 49ers do something else at quarterback? How does this
Baker
play out?
Yeah, I mean, they could go ahead and, you know, I don't know that I want to claim him on waivers. You know, I don't know that I want that contract. Because I really don't know who else besides them would wade in. So, and then he becomes a free agent. And then you sign him to a vet minimum deal and you put him on your practice squad and you start, you know, seeing what he can do. But it's right now and for the foreseeable future, it's all about Brock Purdy. I mean, he's been in that system since the beginning of the year. Like, go back to when they traded for Garoppolo in the first place. He sat for like 5 or 6 weeks before he played. You know, that was a mid-season trade, a week or two before the deadline. And it took a while for them to play him. Now, they were in, you know, much more of a rebuild mode then than they are, obviously, now when they're trying to win a Super Bowl right bleeping now. But I don't know that, you know, I don't know how good Baker Mayfield is. I mean, he got beat up by P.J. Walker and Sam Darnold, you know? And, like, he's not really – like, I mean, he's played more than this kid, and he has some experience, but – the last time he was on a football field against the Ravens, he didn't look like he wanted to be there. I mean, that was an atrocious output. They lost 13-3, and he was completely lost. So, yeah, I mean, they need volume, right? They need quantity and quality, and I don't know that he counts as quality. But could you bring him in the fold and start to coach him up and see what he can do? I guess, but is he, like... are they going anywhere with Baker Mayfield? Are they going significantly further with Baker Mayfield than anybody else, Brock Purdy or whoever? I don't think so.
All right, another quarterback, and the one that you're familiar with out there for sure. 0-206 since 1995 when a team committed 2 turnovers, forced none, and scored 10 or fewer points. Ravens win, beating the Broncos, but Lamar Jackson week to week. And then that was amended today. What are we hearing the latest there in Baltimore?
He's not playing this week, and I don't think he'll face the Browns the week after that. And then we'll see how much he practices, you know, going into week 16. But it's Tyler Huntley show for the foreseeable future. And, like, he's a very capable backup. He's going to get rid of the ball quickly. He's not going to push it downfield as much as Lamar. He's not going to look downfield as much as Lamar. It's a really conservative approach, but the ball comes out quickly. He embraces checkdowns, and he can make a lot of things happen on the ground. Not like Lamar Jackson, but certainly, you know, more than the average NFL quarterback. So this will be an ugly game against the Steelers. I would bet the under. I don't care where they put it, 37-38. I would still take the under. These are two under teams. These are teams that will be limited at the quarterback position and two teams that I think, you know, defense will lead them. I think the Ravens were a 3-point underdog last I saw. That feels about right. Somebody probably wins this game on a late field goal. And really, the AFC North is there for the taking for the Cincinnati Bengals, and I think they'll take it.
All right, lastly for you, the Green Bay Packers, you know, trying to give us a little bit of a tip as to what they're going to do for next season, said today they want Aaron Rodgers back next year. GM Brian Gutekunst saying that. Certainly that's an offseason type of decision, but surely, well, yeah. Okay.
He's got a $50-plus million fully guaranteed. So, I mean, what are you going to say? Like, you made that bet. You made that bet when he finally took your money, when you threw enough money at him to where he said, okay, I'll come back, and, yeah, I don't want to be traded anymore, and, yeah, okay. Like, I mean, that's great. I mean, what else would you say for a guy you guaranteed, like, $103 million fully guaranteed at signing for a 40-year-old? Like, yeah. Like, that's like the Tom Brady thing. Like, again, if you watch him play this year, there's not a whole lot of there. Like, there just isn't. And to think he's going to get better, you know, next season is poppycock. It's diminishing returns. Father Time is undefeated. And, you know, if there's some GM out there who's dumb enough to take the okey-doke. And, I mean, first of all, just the cap hit that they would have to endure to trade him, even if it's post-June 1st. Like, that they've made that bed. They're you know, Godspeed. This year was bad. Next year will be worse.
You just wait until the Jets quarterback room next year is Aaron Rodgers and Mike White. You just wait for that to happen, Jay.
You don't want that.
He's on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. That is at Jason Lockenfora. Check him out. Odyssey, Washington Post, everything there on his Twitter page at Jason Lockenfora. Jay, as always, buddy, appreciate your time, my friend.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Great stuff there from Jason Lockenfora. Hey, I'm already thinking next year going, Mike White is going to be our quarterback. I mean, look, the guy debuted 200-300-yard games in a row. The guy's pretty good. He's better than Zach Wilson. Okay, maybe we don't make that trade for Aaron Rodgers in the offseason. Maybe now we don't go for Jimmy Garoppolo. We stick with Mike White and we go in the draft and get somebody.
Well, Jimmy's broken at this point. The pursuit of him is gone.
Yeah, the pursuit of Jimmy. Yeah, oh, man. There's lots of big ramifications.
There's injuries and injuries and injuries and now a broken foot.
Yeah.
And when you can't trust, like, we've been talking a lot about Anthony Davis. We've been talking about a lot of
MVP
players.
Anthony Davis to you, Mike.
No, Andy Dalton is the real AD and the real MVP.
Really?
He's the real AD. Andy Dalton, real MVP. He's got, come on, he's got the Saints up 16-6 now. He's the real MVP.
QB1.
Your QB1, Andy Dalton.
Once upon a time,
he's your guy.
Yeah. Anyway, the point I was trying to make before I was so rudely interrupted is the idea that we always play the if healthy game.
Yeah.
And that's been the story of Jimmy Garoppolo's entire run with Kyle Shanahan. It's like great record, great accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stay healthy. Get 8 games here. Here's 12 games, right? 8-4 here as he takes over for Lance. And once again, done for the year. So when we talk about the musical chairs of quarterback, as Lockenfora said, I mean, anybody trying to take on that Rodgers contract? Come on. Nobody's signing up for that. And Mike White did throw 2 interceptions and couldn't lead them.
One was tipped. One was tipped.
That's fine.
I will say one was tipped.
Okay.
And he threw for 350 yards and got us back into a game. We were getting killed. Doesn't matter. We asked him
Super
to throw the football.
Joe got you back
threw
into
it
the
well.
Game.
Doesn't matter. We got back.
You see Minnesota's an underdog to the Lions this week? That's how much Vegas doesn't trust.
We really didn't like the way you barely beat the Jets. We're now making you an underdog against the Lions next week.
Would have been better if they lost 2 other games and got blown out at this point.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
And TJ, it's too bad Max Duggan is a senior, because if he followed up this year with another great year next year and was invited to the Heisman ceremony, we could say, look, Max Duggan returns.
Wow, we're going back here.
I went so long for that one. I went so long to make that happen.
It's like, Jason Robards. Yeah.
Wait for it. Boom.
We got Jason Robards
into the show.
I am so happy with that. I've been waiting to run that like for a day and a half going, oh, I can't wait, man. Max Duggan returns. Yes, Max Duggan returns.
Right, Matthew Broderick, Marsha Mason. Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wonder, are more people renting that movie now? Is there like a spike on not renting or watching it on Netflix? Is there a spike on that because
you have to go to the one Blockbuster in Oregon to get it because it's only on VHS.
It's in Bend, Oregon. I know. I think you got to be able to stream Max Duggan returns. Let me see. Hang on. Stream Max Duggan.
Be careful.
Returns. Let's see. Hang on. Let's see. Max Duggan returns.
Jason, it's Duggan.
Right, but the movie is Max Duggan.
No, it's Duggan.
No, the movie is Duggan. Max Duggan. Duggan. Roku has it. And Amazon. You can stream it on Amazon. An ex-con tries to make up with his daughter and impress his grandson by showering them with gifts stolen from the mob. They also sneak into the college football playoff. There's a movie right there. Max Duggan returns. Yeah. There you go.
Mike, you think he's paying to rent it? Come on.
No.
I think
he will go online and find that service that clips off movies like 6 minutes at a time, and he'll watch all 20 of them in a row.
Say he saw the whole thing, yeah.
I think if I want to see Max Duggan Returns, they're going to let me see it
for
free.
Duggan.
Yeah, it's Duggan. Yeah, but the movie is Duggan. It's Duggan, but the movie is Duggan.
Ah, Duggan.
No, the movie is movie's Duggan.
Now, I know Hacksaw was Jim Duggan.
Isn't that a movie where Charlie Lau makes an appearance as a hitting coach?
Yes, him and Walt Riniak.
Yeah, okay.
They're both, there's a big fight in the octagon, and that works death.
No.
Yeah.
Wow, I thought Mike was going Lee Hamilton there for a sec.
No, he was going Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
No.
And TJ, Max Duggan showing what a tough guy he is getting to the Heisman ceremony. Oh, on Twitter and at Adam Fresco, Mike at Swollen Dome. Who knew? Tom Brady is cursing on the sidelines with the Bucks down big. I don't know if he's ruining an iPad yet, but I'm sure he's thinking about it. We'll have more on this. Plus, there's been a great gamble in sports today and a really bad gamble in sports today. They're next right here from the TireRack.com studios. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the off season.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves and free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
Justin Verlander. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll have more on Monday Night Football coming up in about 10 minutes. Brady and the Bucks down 16-3 with about 5 minutes left to go. But there's gambles, and then there's gambles. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards terms. They do apply. Now, I'm going to come. You're going to think, oh, this is just Jason loving the Mets and hating everybody else. Okay, fine. But Justin Verlander got a lot of money. 39 years old, Cy Young winner. When it got to the late parts of the playoffs last year, it looks like maybe he was a little tired. But yeah, he wasn't great, but he did wind up winning his first World Series game of his career. But still, Cy Young, 39 years old. $86 million is a lot of money. But for 2 years, I don't care. Why? Because it doesn't work. You can move on. right? In 2 years, if it's not working, if the Mets haven't won the World Series with Scherzer and Verlander, then guess what? That's $43 million and $43 million they have to spend in other places, right? It's not a big deal, and I always say, I will give you any kinds of money for 2 years, because 2 years is okay. This year, next year, if it works, we can move on. If it doesn't, I need to have financial flexibility. I'll pay you anything you want if you're a superstar for 2 years. That's not a big gamble. It's not a big deal. It's a good move. They got a guy more durable than Jacob deGrom, who's 5 years younger. I love that gamble. Now, you want to look at what the Phillies did, giving Trey Turner 11 years and $300 million? Okay, but what are the particulars of the deal? Particulars are no money is deferred, and he's got a full entire no-trade clause. Okay, so this is going to be about $25 million a year for the next 11 years. This is a deal that's going to look fine for the next 3 or 4 years, right? It's going to be great for the next 3 years. It's going to be great because Turner's still a really, really good player. He's still fast enough to be a difference maker. He's found his power. He's knocking in runs. He's a really, really good player. I love Trey Turner. But you're going to get to a point where he's 34, 35, 36, 37, and you're going to say, oh, now we're paying the guy $23 million a year, and wow, I really wish you weren't doing that. And you're going to turn into what the Tigers have been for the past 7 years. When you give all that money to a guy like Miguel Cabrera, when the back half of it's going to be absolutely terrible, he's going to have nothing left. That's the issue with this deal. It's not the next couple of years. It's a great deal for the Phillies the next 2-3 years. It's awesome. But eventually, you're going to have to say, well, ooh, we're really going to be eating it for a while, because at some point he's not going to be worth $23 million a year, and it's all guaranteed and it's not deferred. There's going to be no Trey Turner day where they're going to be paying him every day until he's 55 or 60 years old. It'll be a good deal for the next 3 years. Then after that, oh boy. So that's why there's gambles and there's gambles.
Well, first off, with Verlander, in terms of the durability, I have to raise my hand on that, seeing as he had only pitched one game in the last 2 years. I know he came back and pitched 28. He won a Cy Young. All of those things. That's all good. And he was good and durable this year, getting into the seventh inning on average in his starts. But you did just miss 2 years. Just to make sure we have that point of clarification.
He's fresh.
So while DeGrom...
He's fresh.
Yes, he's a fresh 39.
He's fresh. But if it stinks, it stinks for this year and next year.
No, but that's it. Short-term deal, fine. Yeah, overpay if you need to. You get the sizzle coming off the World Series and everything else. That's great. But I just had to make sure if people don't want it to come back on you saying, hey, idiot, he didn't pitch for 2 years and you're preaching durability. That's fine. It's all good. As for the Turner thing, it's another one of those deals. And we've watched it with baseball. We see it a little bit with long-term deals in every sport. Like, all right, you're mortgaging the back end, hoping that it buys you potential championship runs or greatness those 3 or 4 years.
And somebody else have to deal with it when I get fired. So it's going to be on somebody else's plate in 7 years.
But that's the
what
thing,
do I care?
Right? But also looking at the economics of the game, saying, all right, he's 29 or 30. So if he can play at a reasonable level for 7 or 8 of those years before the cliff comes, then we'll do okay. Because the business of baseball is that his salary would be rising. You'd have to pay more for the replacement. And then you start playing that game with the economics. Also, it's like when Christian Kirk signed his deal with the Jaguars. Everybody mocked it. Now, has it helped Trevor Lawrence to stay consistent? No. He went and was terrible against the Lions. Banged up a bit, but was terrible against the Lions. But the point being that when Christian Kirk got his deal, everybody mocked it, and then he came out like a house of fire and was putting up numbers, and all of a sudden you're looking around going, all right, this guy's legit. And he always was. Just in Arizona, he was the third guy, right? Just shy of 1,000 receiving yards, all of that stuff. And now you look at the idea for Turner. If you get half of that deal where he plays up to the form you've seen, you win.
You're going to get half, or you're going to get till he's 32, 33, and then, boy, 34, and 35, and 36, and 37.
37?
Shut up. 39. Right. It gets a lot.
Potential
a
is
lot,
there
man.
For it to be a disaster.
Yeah, he stinks.
I love the Verlander gamble.
He stinks, too.
Can't stand the Turner gamble. But we got drama going on in Tampa right now. More on this next on Fox.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.